أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإسماعيل وإدريس وذا الكفل كل من الصابرين وأدخلناهم في رحمتنا إنهم من الصالحين. صدق الله العظيم. The ayah we discussed last, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about his Nabi Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wassalam, the difficulty and the test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put him through, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieved him of that because of a dua. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam, Hazrat Idris alayhi salatu wassalam, both of them confirmed in the ayats of the Quran that they were Nabis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thirdly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to as Dhul Kifl. Allah says, wa Ismail wa Idrisa wa Dhul Kifl. With regards to Dhul Kifl, who was he? The ulama have a difference of opinion as to whether he was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or whether he was a pious servant and a saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This much we find in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to Dhul Kifl, that there was a Nabi whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in the Quran, Hazrat Yasa alayhi salatu wa salam. He had come to ripe old age and he had realized that the responsibilities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him were difficult for him to fulfill, and he wanted someone to take over. He wanted a successor, and hence he called his people together and he made an announcement that now I require a successor. However, that successor should have three qualities in him. The first quality is that this person should fast every day of his life. Secondly, he should stand up in ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the entire night, in other words, no sleep. And thirdly, is the person should be one who does not become angry. Then such is a person who is worthy of taking over from where I have left and become my successor. So amongst the people, one person stood up. This person was called Dhul Kifl. He stood up and he said, I am that person that I fast all the days of my life. The nights I spend in ibadat completely without any sleep, and I'm a person that do not become angry. So because he was not an honored person in his community and society, hence even Hazrat Yasa alayhi salatu wassalam did not take this for granted, and hence he adjourned that meeting. The second day or the second time when he had the meeting, again he made the similar announcement, and again the same person stands up and he says that I am that person who does not sleep the entire night making the ibadat of Allah. I fast every day of my life and I do not become angry. It was upon this, the second confirmation, that Hazrat Yasa alayhi salatu wassalam had appointed Dhul Kifl to look after the affairs of the people. But obviously, shaitan is shaitan, and the result was that Dhul Kifl had started his duties. On the first few days, everything went well, and then he used to rest in the afternoons, a short rest, so that he would be able to complete his fast with ease, and he will be able to stand up the night's ibadat with ease. And hence, at the time of his siesta, the time of his sleep during the day, an old man comes and knocks at the door, and that old man pretends to be an aggrieved person. And he says that I am aggrieved by my people, I have this aggression that the people commit against me, this zulm and transgression that they make against me, and I have come to you so that you may adjudicate and you may assist me in these matters of mine. Dhul Kifl listens to him, and then Dhul Kifl says to him that when I sit in my court, you may come there and I will mete out the justice. After this person leaves, Dhul Kifl realizes that the time of sleep had passed now, and he goes to his court waiting for the person. The person does not arrive. That night he makes his ibadat, the next day he keeps his fast. In the morning court session again he waits for this person, the person does not come, and again when he goes off to sleep, the time of his sleep, again the tap at the door, and again it is the same person. When Dhul Kifl inquired, why did you not come to the court, he replied that my people are such that when they realize and they understood that now I am going to bring them to your court, they agreed to give me everything that I required and they would not make zulm upon me, and the result was that I believed them. But again they started the aggression all over again, and that is why I am here. So the second day sleep goes, and then on the third day, Zulkifl now for several days, no sleep during the day, no sleep during the night. He tells his family not to allow anyone into his room, and the doors were locked. Zulkifl goes to sleep, and again he finds this person coming right to the room door and tapping at the door. And Zulkifl asked him, how did you enter? And he began to give his story, and it was at this point in time that he realized that this is Shaitan. At that time when he inquired from Shaitan, what do you want and why are you doing this? Shaitan said, the only reason I am doing this is to deprive you of this afternoon sleep so that you will become angry and you will become annoyed, and that will not make you worthy of this position. So that we find in the narration with regards to Zulkifl, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions him here, and Allah says, kullum min as-sabirin, that all three of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them, all anbiya, Allah had given the quality of sabr, of endurance, but they were remarkable insofar as the sabr and endurance was concerned. وَأَدَخَلْنَاهُمْ فِي رَحْمَتِنَا, and we caused all of them to enter into our rahmah, the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّهُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they were all pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in mentioning the other anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, some feel that Zulkifl could have been a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because his name is mentioned amongst the names of the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam in this ayat of the Qur'an al-Kareem. However, the Qur'an does not mention whether he is a Nabi of Allah, and nor do we find that in any hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu alayk.